Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Hey, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Love is Blind, Season 6, Episode 12, the finale recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, I don't know. Oh, crap. Is that a drink or is that water?
Oh, no, it's not water. It's four parts vodka and a splash of water.
Four parts vodka, a splash of water.
That's right.
That's the way it should be done.
I need it after this. After this season and after this season finale, I need my happy juice.
Hey, thank you to everybody checking in early. Forgiven 7x70. Love your podcast. My husband and I watch every episode. Thanks for your time and commitment. No, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for listening. We're putting in all the work. You don't even have to watch the show. Just here's the recaps.
Oh, well, if you watch the show, and like Tanya did, because she says, all right, Terrell, stand up for your fret. I cannot wait for this recap. Got my wine and my golden goblet. And the funny thing is, neither of us have our golden goblets.
No, I have my Just Terrell, Regular Guys, Random Thoughts glass. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to try to stand up for my frat brother. But sometimes they make it hard. Sometimes they make it hard.
Don't they, though? Don't they, though? Oh, my God. All right. Well, look, there's a lot to get to in this one. Ravine S., what are you drinking?
Four parts vodka, splash of water.
I just want you to say it again because that's just hilarious. That is hilarious. Four parts of my Sly A says, what's happening, fellas? Cheers.
Cheers. There you go. Got to.
Michelle says she's a wino tonight, so there you go.
That's all right. I will be tomorrow night.
Oh, let's see. Phil Sorrell is drinking a triple IPA. Isn't that the stuff that tastes like gasoline IPAs?
I don't know what type of IPAs you've had in Atlanta, Michigan, and Houston, but I haven't had one that tastes like gasoline.
it's like rye bourbon. It's just
rye. I like the rye.
Hence, like Space Ace is reiterating, four parts vodka, one part water.
I like to say splash because it's not a full part of water, just a little
just a dash.
Yeah.
Well, look, let's get into this week's episode, man. We're picking up where it left off last time, right? And if we remember last time, we left off with Jimmy saying there's no doubt Chelsea is his person, but he just doesn't have a grasp of where she's at. And that's the cliffhanger. And we're like, did they just flip the script on us? And now Chelsea's about to be out.
Yeah, I was curious where Chelsea was going to go with this. And she started to talk about some of the challenges they've had and all that. But after today, that day, everything went so well that she's like, I'm good. I'm surprised she didn't say I'm 1,000%. But
that's what I thought she was going to say. I actually made that note, too.
She was all in. And so remember I said in my prediction that depending on what Chelsea said, everything's going to go well. I didn't see it going as left as it did with Jimmy. But one thing I got to do before we get into Jimmy. Bravo, Jimmy. Bravo.
Really? Is that the energy we on?
That's the energy I'm on because why? I've been anti-Chelsea for a while. I think everyone knows that. But I like his reason. It wasn't so much all the drama, because that's what I would have thought. But he brought up a valid point, is that after they had that argument and she brought up his friend that he told her in confidence, he's just like, I can't see myself going to the altar. And I like the fact that he didn't drag it out to go to the altar. He's like, no, this is not going to happen. And I feel like he was right. Now, I will say that Jimmy has to own the fact that he brought his friend on that show. And I think anytime you bring someone on the show, you're opening them up for something.
Okay, that's true. And he can own that because both things can be true. In the words of LaRon from Ready to Love, two things can be true, right? But Chelsea did what made Jimmy do what he did, right? Like Deb said, Jimmy run, and he did. Why? Because in the heat of the moment, in the middle of battle, she went low. And what did, you know, our first forever first lady say? When they go low, run. Because that's what Chelsea did. She pulled out the stuff that he told her in confidence. And that means nothing is off limits for her, ever. If you did that on camera, he told you why. Look, let me be honest with you. Here's what happened between me and her. It was one time. This is what it is. I'm not going to bring this up on camera. I'm trusting you. You break that trust, you get the boot.
Yep, 100%. And, oh, I'm sorry, 1,000%. Right.
But, get it right.
but it's so true. And she kept doing it. She said again, well, you were in a love triangle, dude, just because you effed your friend, you're still doing it. And she said that, I'm sorry about that, hurt his reputation. He's like, no, I'm not worried about my reputation. I'm worried about hers. Because now any guy that wants to date her, they have to deal with this. And all that, which I was like, yes, Jimmy, 100% right. But you did bring her on the show. You shouldn't have done that. He should have brought two female friends that he's never slept with. You could still have told her the story about the other friend, but don't bring her on camera.
He may not have two that he didn't sleep with. Some people are still friends with the people. Like, anyway, but, you know, again, I don't blame him. She told, as he said, his deepest, darkest secrets. That wasn't your deepest, darkest secret. That was your friend's deepest, darkest secret.
Well, but still, but he shared some stuff with her that they agreed not to put on camera, and she broke that trust. And so you can't see her, you can't see her as your wife if I can't trust you with this. Now, the thing I don't understand is, it's not like the roller coaster ride and everything, and then they're sitting down. He's like, you know what? I'm not interested. You knew how you felt. You should have said it in the beginning of the day. Hey, let's go have breakfast, have coffee somewhere public. That way if you snap, I have covered.
I have witnesses.
I have witnesses. But why go through the whole date day and then drop that on her?
That was Chelsea's thing. Why did you do this? Did you just want to come here? Did you just want to ride the rides? Did you want to see what this was like? Is that what it was? Andrew has another thing. He says her whining got to be top two most annoying of all time. Yes, because number one was AD. But exactly. Shoshana says, though, Jimmy showed more loyalty to his friend than to his fiance. Did he?
Yes, because he's known his friend a lot longer than he's known his fiance.
And his friend doesn't reveal his deepest, darkest secrets.
Right. He's known his fiance for 1 week in the pods and, what, 3 weeks out of the pods? Yes, I'm going to be more loyal to them. If I get engaged tomorrow, Yanni trumps her every time. Period. We've known each other 30 years. I am not going to be like, hey, I know you don't like Yanni. Yes, I know he's kind of an asshole, but still, he's my friend.
No, you mean, but yet still, so am I.
Yeah, he's my friend. And I am not going to stop talking or hanging out with Yanni because you don't like him. I've known him 30 years. I've known you for 3 months. Not going to happen. So,
Sly A summed it up perfectly. Jimmy, you want to get married? Well, I don't. Peace out, Chelsea.
Well, the way he set it up, I was like, man, that's so... And honestly, I feel like this is his way of getting back, like a little evil on his part. Because he's like, I know how I feel, but I don't know where you're at. And so she's just like, oh, yeah, I want to get married. He's like, okay, good. I don't want to go to the altar, though.
That was cold-blooded. It was definitely cold-blooded, but let's be honest, we loved every minute of it.
I did. It was fascinating TV. I wasn't expecting that. I'm glad Jimmy might not be a fan of how he did it, but for his reasons, I totally respect that. And again, I hope Chelsea learns from this, gets some therapy, and can be a better person out of it because she is wrong.
Okay, so we'll wrap this up with L. Ramey saying, for everything she took him through, I'm not mad. Michelle says, Jimmy's cold-blooded, and I like it. LOL. Michelle says, I think Jimmy set it up perfectly. LOL. And Sinan's fan says, oh, yeah, that was petty to the infinity. It should be infinite degree. So
yeah,
I'm not being grammar police. I'm just saying because you had me read it wrong first.
Yeah. Well, and of course, Ms. Ward says that, you know, then her math is off. Just one argument. That's what she said. Just one argument. And that's what you're going to end it. Marriage is hard. This is marriage. It's like, no. Mm-mm. Marriage is about trust. And you broke my trust.
I'm glad you said that, because Ruby Ray said Chelsea broke the trust since the pods with Megan Fox. Even though
we started on a lie.
Drew will get a laugh out of this because Andrew Schultz and Flagrant 2 did a comparison, side-by-side pictures of Megan Fox and Chelsea. And I could see where...
just what I said. Oh, I can see it. Megan Fox has two ears, a nose, and eyes, and so does Chelsea. Oh, twinsies. I see it. No. Far from it.
All right, so next up, we see the people that are happy, for now, at the bachelorette party, right?
Yeah.
And here's what I like. When you got the bachelorette party of the bachelor party, I noticed, and tell me if you saw this too, a lot more happy, a lot more good energy at that bachelorette party.
As always. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as always, because they weren't going to have any strippers at the bachelor party because Clay's weak. And he might trip and fall into some strange at the bachelor party. So the bachelorette party was, it was pretty live. What is this thing? And ladies in the chat, help me understand. So they had the little face pictures of their man and they took a picture by him and they do this little tongue hanging out thing. Mm-hmm. When did that become a thing?
Right after
remember the duck
face.
Lips. Yeah, I remember the duck face thing, yeah. But when did that become, you're like,
no, you were
like,
right.
Why
duck
is
lips.
That cute? Yeah. Why is that cute? I just don't know where that came from, but.
Ladies.
Yeah, please let me know. But it looks like they're having a good time. Now, here's what I didn't like about AD. Uh-oh. So AD is talking to Amy, and pretty much Amy's saying, yeah, we're still waiting. And AD's like, wait a minute. You're going to buy the car, but you're not going to drive it? Mm-hmm. Now, that's love, right? And if she just left it at that, great. Then she's, to the side in her interview, she's like, oh, she's effing that man. I was like, you know what? She might be, but the difference between AD and Amy... Amy's the daddy's girl and has class, and she knows I can't say this on camera because my daddy not only is watching, he's here.
Exactly. And why is it so important? Now, I understand alcohol had some play in this because you could see it in Amy's eyes. You could see it in AD's mannerisms. Alcohol played a part, and it's supposed to. They were the bachelorette party. They're having fun. But, yeah, why is that so important to you? As like you told Sarah Ann, at least you know she's not effing your man.
Why does it matter? But yeah. She's not going to say it on camera because she understands. Mm-hmm. You know, she understands the assignment. I am not about to embarrass myself or my daddy on live TV.
Now, as far as the pictures you're talking about, Counselor Kia says it's not cute, that face you're talking about. DRT says, oh, my God, I don't know, but I hate it. And L. Ramey says, hey, we always done that, just not on camera.
Maybe. I don't know. I've never seen it before. Actually, I have seen it before. I just won't say where, but let's just say it's on some particular websites that I just happened I accidentally clicked on an email and saw some stuff.
Oh, that's what it was. I accidentally clicked on an email.
You know, I was trying to find that scripture that Clay always likes to read, and then oops, I typed it in wrong and wound up on this website. And started to see these pictures. And I was like, oh, maybe that's where the sticking the tongue out thing comes from.
Well, Miss Sewell says, I thought it was a young girl thing, but full grown chicks do it.
I guess so. You know, more power to them. But the ladies seem like they're having a good time. And watching the ladies, like watching their interactions at the bachelor party, I knew both of them were going to say yes. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until the bachelor party or the bachelor guys hang out.
Right.
Listen to Clay talk. It's like every time Clay talks, it's like he's trying to sell it.
Right.
Because he's a salesman. But he's trying to sell the whole thing. And that's when I knew that, like, I think Clay is going to say no, which I said last week. You know, Johnny was great. But Clay is still trying to sell the relationship, not only to his boys. And his boys, like, I see the change in you. I'm like, no, y'all don't. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody comes out with a whack-ass toast like, you know, I'm not above you. I'm not below you, but I'm right here with you. Yeah, you're right here with me full of shit.
Yeah, I hate these stupid toasts, man. I thought I was the only one that hated these silly.
Right here with you, full of shit. I'm sorry, cheers. That's the alcohol talking.
Yeah, next thing, it'll be round and round the mulberry bush. The monkey chased the weasel. Shots.
Here's all the kisses I've snatched, and vice versa.
See, this is why I can't do that stuff, because look, hey, shut up. I just want to drink my drink. Shut up.
Yeah, just not eating all that toast. It's just cheesy. It's just cheesy. That's apparently, all I got to say. It's just
apparently cheesy. You used that, the snatching kisses before.
I've said it before, but also.
I know.
I've been in the restaurant. I was in the restaurant industry for a long time. You hear all kind of weird toasts. So it's goofy, but I just feel like Clay was just constantly trying to sell everything about AD and all that. Though I'm just like, dude, you're just so full of crap.
Before we get to the super chat real quick, I just have to say, Ray Bean goes, Terrell, that drink is getting low quick.
February was a long month.
Yeah, look at the time. Holy crap, we're only 16 minutes in.
Yeah, I might just have a swallow left by the time we get to Clay and AD.
Yeah, to swallow it in STFU. Hey, shout out to Tommy Smith, man. Appreciate the super chat. Said, I think Jimmy and Jessica will date at the show tomorrow.
I don't know, because she's going on Perfect Match. I don't see why she would go for Jimmy now.
She has no reason to go for Jimmy. She just needed more screen time to make sure she could get on Perfect Match. And she's also come to find out, because, you know, watching Schultz do that, because they went looking for IG, so I did too. She's a comedian.
Jessica is?
She's got like, was it 700,000 followers or something like that? Like, she's got a lot of followers. So, yeah, she's.
Is she funny?
I didn't say she was funny. But people put titles like CEO, entrepreneur, on social media. I don't believe none of them. by the way, I just want to say a lot of people have some words for you, Terrell. Teo Hu says, pace yourself. Michelle, on the other hand, is like, cheers, Terrell. Michelle says, Terrell, pace yourself.
No. Full sound. I'm hitting full throttle. I'm going full on. I'm not slowing down.
Apparently. All right. Well, look. We know what was next chronologically in the episode.
Right.
But we can't do that.
Right.
We can't. So let's go to Amy and Johnny. I hit fast forward through this entire thing because we knew what was going to happen. So please.
I told Yanni, I was like, we should do Amy and Johnny in the middle, like ginger to palate cleanser before we talk about Clay and AD. Their thing is beautiful. It's what the show is about. So we've all been rooting for them the whole time. You see that how close Johnny's family is. Mm-hmm. He is with his family. You see how close Amy is with her family. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. The dad, once he saw her in the dress and all that, that's when I started fast forwarding. I'm like, Jesus, let's get to the wedding. Okay. You love her.
Who cares?
You had reservations, but now you see, like, I got it. Bzz, fast forward.
It's so, not just us. El Ramey hit the skip, too. Right to the kiss. Yeah. Mwah. All right, we're good. That's the end of the episode? Yeah. Damn it. All right.
I did. But, I mean, they look amazing. I like how the dad really, and you got to really think about it. When you're dealing with someone that's a daddy's girl, you really got to get that dad's approval. Mm-hmm. And the dad is immediately, he saw how Johnny looked at Amy when he met him. And that's when he was sold. But he's embraced Johnny as part of his own family and Johnny's sister, vice versa. I mean, like, that is a perfect match for this show. I really hope they stay together. But everything about them seems great. I was just really proud of both of them.
I am too. We picked this couple from the very beginning. You and I said from the very beginning, in the pods, they are it. This is the couple, right? And then we got fooled by Brittany and Ken. But it still didn't stop us from fast forwarding through their entire wedding slash decision day. And like Assumpta B said, so did I, Yanni. I skipped to the ending, but it was important for Netflix to first show the BS and then show a beautiful ending. Well, we're all about the BS, so we're saving that for last.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I really believe the whole birth control thing was just, they felt like we got to have some drama.
Right.
So y'all keep talking about that. But I really don't think it's as big as an issue as it was. And I see someone talking about the Puerto Ricans. Like, let's not talk about Lydia. That's different.
Wait, leave Lydia alone. Lydia was the Lydia's one that got married. Stop it. Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
By the way, and they're doing amazing right now.
What happened? Did they mess up?
They're doing amazing right now.
Okay.
Let's just say that long distance.
Prime Napper says Amy and Johnny were drama free and unfortunately boring, but it is what they were supposed to be there for. What did I told you? The great philosopher Christopher Rockenstein said this a long time ago. The good relationships are boring. The only exciting ones are the bad ones.
Well, and I don't think their relationship is boring. It's just there wasn't really drama like the other ones. And so you got to have one couple that things are going to go well. And we've seen that with Love is Blind. There's always like that one couple that it seems like everything is great. Remember Brett and what's her name in Seattle season? They were just seemed great. And they're still great.
Yeah.
You know, they're still good.
That's another couple we knew were there.
We fast forwarded through theirs.
Exactly.
Too, because we knew it was going to go well.
So it's not like we don't like Amy and Johnny. Even the Sedan's fans, like, I think they've been bumping uglies this whole time.
Yeah.
They could have been.
Yeah, thank you. So thank you, Tina. Notice Tiffany. Tiffany is Brett and Tiffany. We knew that was good. Tiffany. We fast forwarded to that one, but Amy and Johnny, it was perfect. It was beautiful. Watching them just hang out. You see the chemistry. You see it in them. Chelsea was right. They're the best couple of everybody. They're doing better than everybody. She was right.
Hey, Jen W. said Amy, including her sister-in-law as part of the bridal party, was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was actually pretty good.
Embracing the whole family and bringing her brother in there to help walk down the aisle. I mean, they are both so family-oriented that they made sure that everybody was really involved. And the love between Johnny's mom and dad. Like, did you see that? Mm-hmm. And they just look like he just grew up with a great group of folks. So you fast forward it?
Yeah. Yeah. I told you I skipped through the whole thing. Happy Gardner said, interesting point about Amy and Johnny. This is the second season in a row that the Puerto Rican woman got her man. Donna Clinton's right there with us. For some reason, I dozed off during their wedding. Well, look, you know what? We're happy for them. I thought it was really cute. That, again, the moment with her and her dad, I thought that was really good. But this is so good that we have to leave it with this one comment from High Vibe. I'm sorry. I'm not going to read it. So if you're listening to this on your favorite podcast,
High Vibe. Damn. High Vibe, do you have four parts vodka and a splash of water too? Jesus. High Vibe.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Oh my God. This is why we come here every week. Because of you guys. Oh my God.
Oh God, that had me in tears.
Hey, do us a favor, man. If you haven't already, please hit the like button. And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe and hit the bell for notifications. I'm crying real tears.
That had me. I was like, Jesus. Like,
oh man. All right. That was a palate cleanser.
Oh, goodness.
Let's get to the other wedding day. AD and Clay, man. What I did like when this thing started, when AD first walked in to her green room / dressing room, and she's just like, oh my God, like the moment hit her. And you could feel it with her, right?
Yeah, you could. She's super giddy and excited, and rightfully so. You know, it's her wedding day, her girls come, mom shows up, and the whole deal, they're getting ready. I'm not going to make any comments about that. I think great.
Okay, here's a question.
Okay.
Wait. When the bridal party gets there, right? I think we owe AD an apology because people have come for us in the comments and said we came after AD way too much. We blame her for everything. And so I want to go ahead. I know you don't like the apology tour, but I want to go ahead and apologize to AD because we talked about her doing this one thing so much. And then her bridal party showed up, and I realized it's not just her, and she can't help it, because all of them. I was like, holy, I almost fast forwarded through that. I'll be honest. Almost there.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say it. I'm just going to say it. Uh-oh. Sorry.
Here comes the liquor.
Yeah. So the whole squealing thing, that's annoying. But here's what's funny is every time we watch these shows, I like to look at the bridal party. Mm-hmm. Because to me, like Married at First Sight, for example, the bridal party comes out first. So when you're standing there, you're like, okay, they're good looking. They're good looking. They're good looking.
Oh, this one's
so, so she must be whoever this bride that the experts found me is going to be great. I'm looking at AD and I'm like, so you're the hot one of all your friends. Smart move. Smart move. You don't need a whole bunch of other competition. You're above. Sorry. Sorry. That's the vodka talking. I was just looking at everybody. I'm just like, God, really? And I'm like, yeah, well, no wonder. You know, AD's smart. You make sure that you stand out amongst everybody else around you. I get it.
Damn, Joe.
Hey, it's High Vibe's fault. She went low. I went lower. I'm sorry.
Dorica, you know how Taro likes to say, who is we? Are we speaking for y'all are up? No. He. Matter of fact, let me make sure you know who we talking about.
Cheers. But, okay, so she's super happy. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm watching her and I'm really looking at body language, because a lot of times when we watch Love is Blind, when the women are getting dressed for the wedding, sometimes you can tell, like, I think they're going to say no, right? I knew AD was all in. She's super excited.
She is.
She got that $5 necklace from Clay that she wanted to put on. She was really excited about the whole thing. And I thought it was really great. I think the bonding moment with her and her mom, and the things that Clay's mom said about yes. her.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that is deep and beautiful. And yes. That's awesome.
It's interesting because the way the mom was and how, you know, I'll say this. The way AD reacted to her mom liking Clay's mom, that was so genuine, man. I mean, she was so giddy. Like, that's what makes it so hard when we know what happens later. Right. That's what, because you see how happy she was.
Yeah.
You see how she was like, this is the moment I've been waiting for, right? And that's how she was. And on the other hand, we get to see Clay, and he's telling us, as he's doing, you know, the confessionals, the one-on-one with the camera and the producer behind the camera, telling us that one of the reasons he fell in love with AD is because she believed in him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going through all this and telling his groomsmen. You saw him with the groomsmen, and what'd you think of it when he's telling him he found love in the pods and he's never been in a situation where he chose somebody other than himself every day?
You mean when he said, I'm not that guy?
Yes.
I'm not that guy.
Yes.
Well, again, Clay is selling it. Mm-hmm. It's almost like he's trying to talk himself into it. He's trying to get everyone else to buy into it. And just the way that he talks about AD and the whole situation, mm-hmm. I'm a better man and all that. I'm just thinking to myself, you're so full of crap. No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not the better man. And then as he's having this conversation, getting the suit on, in walks Mr. Black and Old Gold. I'm like, no. Tell me. Say it ain't so. Say yep. it ain't so.
You know, as much trash as you like to talk, that man walked in proud. Clay's daddy came in, and I just knew Tara was like, oh, no.
I was like, a Kappa, yes. Q, definitely. Not an Alpha. I just never would have thought. So dad comes in. And one thing I will say that I liked is when the dad was trying to help Clay put his jacket on, dads are going to be a dad. And he's giving him that like lesson, like, hey, no, this is how you want to do it. That way it comes on evenly. Like, that's what grown men do for their sons, and I get that. And then I'm just listening to his dad talk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I just lost it. I'm like, okay, now I see why Clay's the way he is, because his dad is no good. Because mm-hmm. dad said, you got to understand, my dad wasn't around.
Oh, my God.
I was just, you know, my grandma told me that I got to be, you know, take care of my kids mm-hmm. and whatever else. And I'm just listening to all the BS that comes out of his mouth, and I'm like, no wonder Clay is this way.
Well, the good thing is we got a palate cleanser before Clay walked down the aisle, because he was there with his mom. And I thought the star of this episode was Clay's mom. Rita
yeah.
was the star of this episode. Let's be honest, right? And
Angela Bassett. She went Angela Bassett on it. It was beautiful.
And I can't wait till we get to that. But her words to him before he walked down the aisle, what'd you think of that?
I thought it was good because, again, I feel like Clay was just a, "Mom, look at the sign. What do you think of that?" Mm-hmm. But he, like, it's just all BS. And I think she, mom knows her son. And mm-hmm. I think she, I really feel like she knew where he was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's seen it. She knows, she sees her, his dad in him.
Right.
So she knows.
She knows.
You know, but she's still supportive of her son, which makes her that awesome of a woman that, look, I know you got issues, but I love you. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be here for you when you just like your daddy.
And no matter what your choice is.
Right.
Kind of knew that. Hey, shout out to Mr. Smith for the super sticker. Appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
At the altar, 80 can barely keep it together. When they open the gates of hell and she sees Clay standing there and she just, she loses it, man. And especially as she's walking down the aisle, she's losing it. Mm-hmm. Just crying again. She's in that moment. This is her moment.
She is, but I was sad for her because I felt like somebody still could have walked her down the aisle.
Yeah.
You know, if her dad had passed away, the mom could have did it.
Yeah.
She could have had a family. Somebody could have walked with her down the aisle. So I felt bad for that because I just don't think you should have to walk down by yourself. If you want to, totally your choice. But I wish that she would have had someone with her to support. She gets up there and, you know, Clay's just, oh my goodness, whatever. And then as they start doing the deal, when the guy says, you know, y'all chose, you know, to be together sight unseen. And then Clay goes into his bullshit. And I was like, he's going to say no.
Why? Because he was speaking some good words at that point.
No, he wasn't. He was speaking sales words.
Well, the sales words he gave at the beginning were, okay, body. And then he did. Is it me? Did I mishear him cursing at the altar?
I didn't hear that. I have to look. I've watched it.
Somebody
like three
tell
times.
Me. Yeah.
I didn't hear that. But what I didn't like is when he said, well, you know, AD, because I told you, like, I can't propose, so I see what you look like. And then once I finally saw you, I was like, yeah, I can work with that. Yeah, that's the compliment we all want. I want someone to look at me and be like, you know, I can work with that.
Right. And, yep. Tell who said it. He cursed. Yeah, I thought so. I thought I heard it.
I missed it. But the fact that he said in front of the group on her wedding day, yeah, and I saw you, and I was like, I can work with that. That's not a positive statement you say to somebody.
Now, here's the thing that you and I have had a problem with. Because like Christy Kay says, Clay didn't assist her up the step. No good. And we're like, what? Guys don't open doors anymore? They don't help you up the step? They don't help you down? And the women have told us in the chat before that, like, no, a lot of guys don't do it. So Clay was just living up to the generation. Really and truly.
I don't know. I don't know. But Clay, to me, just was just spilling crap. And then all of a sudden, AD comes in. And then I'm wondering, like, what is she on? Because she's like, because, you know, me and you could be like, like, where'd all that come from? Because you know how we do. And then she'd get really serious. And then she'd do that little, because, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, AD, what are you doing?
Yo.
Be yourself.
The craziest thing, you brought this up just a minute ago about the him bringing up having to see her or know what she looked like first, right? And then he said, when the doors open up, I can work with that. Like Dorica says, that's not a compliment.
No.
That, you know who that's a compliment for? Somebody with low self-esteem.
I mean, give me an example where I can work with that is positive. Right. Ladies, you're hooking up with the dude. He takes your clothes off, takes a step back and goes, I could work with that. Guys, you're with a woman. She pulls your pants down, looks down and goes, I could work with that. Nothing about that is positive. If somebody makes you an omelet, you come in the kitchen, you look at the plate, you're like, I guess I can work with that. Nothing about that is positive. There's no scenario where I could work with that unless you're MacGyver and you're about to like stop a bomb and you like, give me this. I need a wrench. I don't have a wrench, but I have pliers. I can work with that. That's the only time it's positive. That's the only time it's positive. Outside of that, it's never positive to say, I can work with that.
Yeah, because like Nicole says, he sounds like he's settling.
Yeah.
Except, he didn't. Because, you know, look, AD said yes. We both predicted she would say yes, right? And she was so giddy, so happy. She was on top of the moon, just so ready, right?
She was. She was. So when the vow started and they asked, you know, asked her, she's like, I do. I was like, okay, I knew she was going to do it. Mm-hmm. And now I'm looking at Clay. I'm like, here we go. Come on and do what I know you're going to do. Mess it up. And he did it in just beautiful fashion. Because not only did he say no, it wouldn't be responsible for me to do. To Murt, it's like he's like still trying to look like the good guy out of all of this.
It would be irresponsible for me to say I do
because, you know, and I love you and I've been dealing with you and I rock with you, but it'd be irresponsible for me to do this. I'm sorry. And but she's just like, what the hell? And then he kept talking. And then she looked at her bridesmaid. She's like, what the fuck? Like, this dude's still talking.
Yeah, well, it's not just that he was talking. It's what he said. Because he goes, and I know you will fight for me.
What? No, I won't.
And then when she's like, what are you doing? He says, okay, why does it matter what the timeline is?
Boom.
But this is what he wanted. Remember, he wanted, and you made a, you remember this, that he said he wanted to date after. If we don't get married, then maybe we just date. And we've heard people try this before. It's never worked.
Right.
When people have tried it, because that's not the show you came on, right? And I do want to say thank you to Rochelle for the super chat, saying that dress was too revealing. She believes in her body too much. It looked cheap. Well, I am not the fashion. Yeah.
Use what you got.
But, and at the same time, everybody else was proud of it too. Matter of fact, we had a problem with the fact that at a point that everybody else was sexualizing her a lot. And then when we pointed out that she played into it, then we got crucified. So,
DJ Jimmy said, it must be the body, but it ain't your face.
Stop it.
So Clay then, after he says that comment, he's like, you know, look, I'll go to therapy. Yes. I got to work on me, which to me, he sounded like an addict who's just like, no, baby, I'm going to go to rehab. I'm going to get off. It's like Clay wasted her time.
Yes.
AD deserved better. Mm-hmm. He knew he was going to say no. He should have been like Jimmy and just said no from the beginning.
He should have.
He did it. He wasted AD's time. And I feel bad for AD in that because she didn't deserve that. She deserved so much better than what she got. And Clay knew that he was going to do this to her on live TV.
Well, not live, but yes.
National TV. Excuse me.
Like Zoe says, I love how AD walked out, turned around, made a hand gesture, and gathered her crew. Bye-bye. Yeah, because what I love, her mom, when she turned around, she looked at her crew. Mom says, we good? And everybody got up. It was like, that was the call of the wild. Oop. Everybody got up and rolled. Well,
and I love that because that's what your crew should do.
Yes.
After they watch that, they're like, nope, let's go. We're good. Mm-hmm. And mom was there. Her bridesmaids and stuff were there to take her away. Because what do you do? And Clay's just standing there as if like he doesn't understand why everybody is upset.
I will say I like how his mom gave her a hug. And it's almost like she's like, girl, I knew he was about to say no, but I feel for you.
But that just shows that Clay's mom really liked AD because AD's a good woman, right? Mm-hmm. She feels bad that her son did this to her, but she still loved her and liked her.
Yeah.
I can't say loved her, but she really liked her. And I think AD liked his mom. So, I mean, to me, a lot of things look like it would line up. But we also got to admit that all the red flags about Clay was there.
Yeah.
And so we all wanted AD to say no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. Yeah,
we did. We wanted her to say no because we knew this was not going to end well.
Yeah.
You know, for her. So the mom, you know, Clay's mom was really nice about it. And I'm glad that she gave her that hug and showed her that love.
Hey, I love this comment from K. Ross. Autobots, roll out. That's how they got out of there. But, you know, the interesting thing, though, it's. AD after that is like, she's confused. And this is the part that really hurt. And she's just like, why am I never enough? And it's one of those, and I could actually see you probably just rolling your eyes at that moment, but, or maybe you had some compassion in that moment for her because that's a bad feeling for her when she's like, damn it again. And this time I went all the way up. Like, damn it, man.
I had compassion for her because that's not her fault. And her friends even told her, it's like, no, you are enough. He's just not your person. Mm-hmm. And you got to be okay with that. But she didn't deserve any of this. She is enough. She didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. And I think that hopefully that as she processes this, she doesn't think, go down that rabbit hole like this is her fault.
Right.
Clay has been telling you from the beginning that he has all these problems. So all these red flags, he's been showing them to you.
Yeah.
What does she say? When I see red flags, I paint my nails red.
Mm-hmm.
So she has to own that part.
But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I really did feel bad for her because just no one deserved that. And again, Clay could have ended this way longer.
By the
or
way,
or way earlier than earlier. The wedding. Yeah, sorry.
Miss Sewell says AD was recidivist and not paying attention to the signs that were clear. And Assumpta B said, no, she did. She painted her nails red. Remember you said that?
Yeah.
People saying that she didn't. No, so maybe she did see the red flags.
Yeah, she did, but she hoped. And I think she was, to me, and I don't know about people in the chat, I feel like she was more enamored by Clay's looks. Like, if he didn't look as good as he does, because he's a handsome guy, you can't fault that. That if he was just average, if he looked like you or me, would she see the red flags and be like, you know what? No, think about it. I'm going to say no. But I think she was just looking at him. And guys, we do it too, right? We can get so, she's so hot. We're going to put up with the crazy, put up with the red flags because she's so good looking.
Jay Noel says, she said, I'm Captain Fix-A-Hole. Remember, she did say that. Well, she didn't fix him. That's for sure. And Monty says, like many women, AD thought patience and being supportive would make him love her. It doesn't work that way. He wasn't into her. I mean, and it's frustrating. And it was, like I said, I like how her bridesmaids are very supportive, trying to support her. You know, your one is coming and all this. Then I thought Clay's mom, again, the star of this episode, did a great job when she was speaking to Clay. Just kind of, because she was very stern, but still, hey, I told you I'd support you. I'm going to support you. And if you're not 100% about it, my bad, 1,000, then you don't say yes.
Well, and that's true. I think the mom gave great advice. Like, this is not something to play with. Mm-hmm. Marriage is not something to play with. If you don't feel it, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so she was very direct with him.
Yep.
And I thought that was great.
What'd you think of his dad? Because it came off to me like his dad, when he was talking to him, because remember, all three of them are standing there. And it's right before Clay asked him if he should go talk to AD, right? But his dad is like, you know, and I still love you. And I'm just like, it feels to me like he's proud that he said no.
No, what it felt to me is the dad is like, hey, look, you made your decision. I'm proud with it. Forget about it. Move on. You're good. Which is what the dad has done for so many years. And just tell him, hey, forget about it. Mm-hmm. Let it go. I don't know. I mean, do you think Clay should have went and talked to her right then? I'm sure the producers probably encouraged
it. Oh, they always do. Every time they've said no on the show, they've always made them go talk to him. So regardless of what's going to happen.
Yeah, but I'm just like, maybe you shouldn't, and like give her a day.
Yeah.
And then like check in.
Before we get to that part, Rachel, thank you for the super chat, says, I'm happy that Clay didn't marry her and put her through the ringer because AD is the type of woman that will stay married just to say she's married. She wanted to be married.
She did, but I don't think she's the type of woman that would stay married just to say she's married. I think she has a lot more fortitude than that. I don't think she would be okay with that. I think she would not deal and she would, you know, eventually leave, rather be single, get a divorce than to put up with some of the things that, say, Rita put up with, or maybe some of the things that Clay would probably bring to the table.
Right.
If she got married. I don't think she would just allow him to walk all over.
You know, the interesting thing is I would tend to agree with Rachel as I was watching this, especially when Clay got in there and finally spoke to her. But before he got in there, he gave us more insight into his thought process, right? He was like, he said he was unclear of AD's finances, and that is important to him. And then he said he looked himself in the mirror and said, do I see a husband, right? And then he also asked, is he deeply in love with AD? And he said, since he couldn't say yes to both, he knew he wasn't ready to get married.
Lies.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All salesperson lies. Yeah. All lies. Because if you wanted to know her about her finances, you could have asked. Y'all could have had a conversation about that.
Mm-hmm.
He was showing off his house, his accolades, and all the different things about him.
Yeah.
He could have said, hey, where are you at?
Mm-hmm.
But he was too busy, as Wesley Snipes said, New Jack City, looking for the pimples on the booty.
Mm-hmm.
He could have easily had these conversations, but he didn't.
He didn't.
Right? So don't even put that on AD and say, well, I don't know where her finances are at, because now you're making this sound like it's her fault.
Right.
And it's not. The issue is you are not ready. You have a lot of work to do. None of this is AD's fault. And the fact that he tried to put it on her,
right,
to me says a lot about his character or lack thereof.
Michelle agrees with you. That's a bunch of crap. He wasn't going to marry AD. But, you know, also, Rachel did say she was happy just to be the first one married of seven siblings. Right. So I think that's the main thing I'm seeing a lot in the comments is people are like, hey, she just ignored these red flags that everyone saw. And sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. She's in the middle of it. She can't see it. It's always easy to tell somebody about their relationship than the person in it. Right. But Clay walks in and he goes to talk to her, and then he doesn't tell her what he told us, which is the reasons why he didn't say yes. He told her everything else but that.
About the finances. He didn't bring that up. Hey, yo, AD, I don't know if your money's straight.
Yeah.
He didn't bring any of that up.
I'm not deeply in love with you.
But he didn't say here's what he did, and this is another thing I dislike about him. This is why I really just don't like Clay at all as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
He goes into the room to talk to AD and still tries to make it seem like he is the victim.
Right.
You know, it'd be irresponsible of me to do this.
Yep.
Watching you cry really breaks my heart. And this hurts me. I couldn't do this, AD. It's not right. As if she's going to be like, you know, you got a good point. You right. are right. You know, it's just the way he came at it is as if to make himself look good and for AD not to be mad at him when you crushed this person in front of God and country.
So two things. Sly A says, Clay told her he was a big old baby. You can't expect a baby to make decisions like a man. Okay, touche. But what he did do is he did tell her that he couldn't decide on today based on a great 2 weeks.
That's what the show is. That's what the show is. And here's the other thing. I don't fault Clay for realizing that he has issues and he needs to get some therapy. But if you know this about yourself, don't go on the show.
Yeah.
Because you're hurting someone else. You took someone else's spot.
Yes.
That could have been there for someone else. Because whatever reason he signed up for this, whether it be for fame, whether it be to expose his family's, you know, dirty laundry, whatever it is, Clay is issues, man. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you go on national TV talking about your dad and letting the world know how much your dad cheated on your mom, who does that?
He does. Yeah. And then you know what he did after that? Then he asked for a hug, which I thought she should have been like Emily and said no, but she didn't. Instead, she gave him the kind of hug, the wrap around, grab him by the top of the head hug that let that man know you can get this anytime you want. Whose is it? It's yours.
No, she should have.
That's what that hug told.
She should have gave him a throat punch instead of a hug. Yeah, come on here. Throat punch. There's nothing. Clay doesn't deserve a hug. Not at all, because again, he's being manipulative to make it seem like he did the right thing. Why is she having to comfort him and give him a hug?
Yeah.
And then he's like kissing on her, like, do you think I'm like leaving you? This is over. It's
right.
Yes, it's over. And she told him that we are not going to date if you don't say yes. But everything about Clay is manipulative. And unfortunately, we see where he gets it from.
I'm sorry, but everything about that hug said that he was right in thinking that, and he was still going to be able to get it. That's what I saw when I saw that. But then she did say she's not going to beg him and that she's done. Now, the question becomes, because that's going to come. If they don't ask this question at the reunion, we're going to boycott season 7. All right, we probably won't, but still. they got to ask if they hook back up at the reunion, because it just looks too suspect in that. Shout out to Deja for the super chat. Says, I love the scene with Clay's parents. Clay's mom is a class act and was hurt by recent news, but put him in his place. Yes, and we're going to get to that because love that. I thought, and I said this already earlier, that, you know, she was definitely the star of this episode. And Michelle, thank you for the super chat. Also said, AD, go find a real man that is capable of real love.
She deserves way better than what she got on this show. And I hope she finds whatever she wants, whether it's black love, mixed love, brown love, whatever. Because we knew she was into Matthew, who's a white guy, right? But all of a sudden now it's black love. We're going to have black babies and he's chocolate. you go after whoever you want that makes you happy, but pay attention to the red flags when they're right in front of your face. Don't fall for that crap.
Right. Wait, where is this? I just want to see, because I saw this one from Toya saying, Clay was being fake and acting like he was still into her. I just want to say, if you watch season 12 of Married at First Sight, y'all should have the same energy for Clay that you had for a certain guy with one more letter in his name, but it started with the exact same letter. Because Clay did what Chris did. He knew he didn't want that woman. She got a body. And he's like, I'm going to get it.
Well, there have been people that said Clay is Chris 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate that, you know, Chris has to have that follow him forever.
Chris ain't never escaping that.
But Clay's going to have to deal with this too, because this is what he presented about himself on TV. You can't say this is editing or whatever. You did this to yourself. So I don't feel sympathy for you. And if Clay happens, because we see that sometimes people that are part of the shows that we recap jump in the chat. Clay, if you're listening, this is your fault. And you just got to own it. And you got to get this, you got to get this smoke. This is your fault. You hurt AD. AD, run. If AD still keeps dating him after this, well, then that's on AD after that.
It is. Toya C says, did y'all see Clay was missing a side tooth?
I didn't see that. Are we making that up? Are we making an assumption?
I came across my YouTube thing. I was like, wait. No, matter of fact, it was my wife showed it to me. It was something on TikTok or IG Reels.
Get out of here. Clay can't be missing a side tooth. If he is missing a side tooth, let me talk to Clay in the camera. If you're missing a side tooth, don't worry about AD's finances. Get your insurance game up and get it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
You can fix the side tooth. You can do a payment plan to fix the side tooth. Get an implant. Get it fixed. If you have that, don't be that guy.
CXM says, I have to disagree. Chris was worse. And TM10 says, hold up. On the other side, Chris at least told Paige that he wasn't attracted to her. Clay faked he was into AD.
Wait, did Chris tell Paige he wasn't attracted to her and then still kept sleeping with her after that?
Well, he hit it first, then the next woman was like, I had to get out of here.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I'm like, I didn't see that.
It was bad, man. We got to do it.
I didn't see that. But Clay knew he wasn't going to say yes. He should have let her go and let AD go find her joy. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for AD. She got the short end of the stick on this. But what I really hope is that AD doesn't keep talking to this man.
Right. No, exactly. Well, you know, the best part of this episode, the highlight for me, was when Rita and Trevor were there. And, you know, that's Clay's mom, Margarita, or as Trevor called her, Rita for short, and his dad, your frat brother, Trevor.
Why you got to say that?
Did I lie?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. He has a pin on. I don't know. Mm-hmm. He might be, might not be.
Well, this conversation made me really like Clay's mom. And I mean, the first thing you notice is like his daddy looks way older than his mom. His mom, we know she's not 21. She looks good, right? And she looks way younger than him, but she's way more mature than the daddy for sure. And she first, I think she kind of held Trevor's feet to the fire and told him like, hey, she didn't put it in these words, but today was your fault. It's pretty much what she told him.
Yeah, she did. And I kind of, as the young people say, I feel some type of way about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, it's the dad's fault. She called the dad out. And a lot of what he did is what Clay brought with him onto the altar and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she has some truth to that.
Mm-hmm.
But Clay's an adult. And you see where Clay gets his excuse making is from his dad. Mm-hmm. Because his dad is like, well, Rita, you gotta understand, you know, I didn't have a male role. My father. And what did Clay try to say? Reason why he's backed up is because of his dad. Both of them are weak men. And
wait.
I don't know too many alpha men that are weak like that, but Clay's daddy weak.
Because that's what Toya asks, is that alpha behavior?
No. If Terrell F's up, I F'd up. I'm not blaming my dad, my mom, my brother. I'm not blaming the lunch lady when I was in third grade. I'm not blaming anybody. I chose to make a bad decision, and I own it.
Did you notice that when Trevor tried to act vulnerable and bring up the whole, my daddy went around. He tried that. Rita looked at him like, Negro, please.
Yeah, and that's when he got quiet and he realized, like, I think he could smell the bullshit coming out of his mouth. He's like, oh, God, is that what I've been doing? Is that what I've been doing all these years? But it's ridiculous. And so he's raised someone that makes excuses, you know, but also Rita makes excuses too. And so the fact that Clay informed her some things that she didn't know, and she'd already forgave him.
Yeah.
But of course, that picked the scab, which I'm like, why would you tell her?
Mm-hmm.
After all this time, why would you tell her if she was in a much better place?
Right.
So again, I just think Clay has some issues.
Yeah.
The whole family needs some help of some kind.
Yeah. But it shows her strengths, all right? I think her in that moment and that conversation with Trevor, you could tell her strength in that moment because she's so past that now, right? And it's been there. She's over it. She's done. She's never going back because even Trevor tried to hit her with that sweet talk, that sweet guidance talk where he was just like, well, we just, you know, just tell him to meet someone like you. I met you. And she's like, yeah, you met me, but you weren't good to me.
Yes. She called him out. And I thought that was beautiful. I mean, his mom is awesome. I mean, just an amazing Black woman, the strength that she has, that she dealt with, and that she can still be around this dude after all that takes energy, right? So she's come a long way, but I still hold Clay accountable that we can't say this is dad's fault because Clay's had ample time to try to get therapy. How old is Clay?
Was he 20-something or was he 30?
I thought he was early 30s. But regardless, he's old enough to know better, and he knows he needs therapy. His mom didn't make him get on the show. His dad didn't make him get on the show. He chose this.
Starndam says 30. Jessica says he's 31. Cena says 30. Let's see. We're seeing 27. All right, so he's between 27 and 31, according to the chat.
Yeah. I think Rita's like, you met me, but you weren't good to me, is the 2024 version of Till You Do Right by Me. that's the Color Purple line. Like, it was powerful. And I think Trevor realized, he's like, crap, I can't say anything because he was the problem. And then literally tried to blame his dad for not being around and had to just catch himself. And I'm like, dude, you're making this excuse.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't respect a man that does that.
Right. By the way, Karen says Clay's 27, and the sum to be says he's 12. Yeah, I gotta say though, man, not surprised by the outcome. We both predicted that this is how this would end up. You know, we predicted Amy and Johnny would say yes.
Right.
We predicted that. We predicted that AD would say yes. Clay would say no.
Right.
And you predicted incorrectly that Jimmy would say yes and Chelsea would say no.
I did.
And I was also wrong because I said they both would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, technically, it's a tie. It's a tie because we both got two right and we were both wrong on the last one. So,
well, I mean, there's really only two winners out of this whole episode.
Yeah.
Actually, we could say there's three winners out of this episode. Brittany, who we forget about.
Right.
Jimmy. And then Amy and Johnny. So four winners.
Okay, so why Brittany?
She didn't have to go through all this extra crap with Kenneth that he was putting her through.
Right.
And I can't wait to see what their conversation and dialogue is going to be at the reunion. Because I feel like there's more to the story that we didn't get. And so if we just have to go based on what we saw on the show, I think we're missing out. But it's good that she got out early and didn't have to stay with a dude who wasn't attracted or interested in her.
Well, you know, so I keep seeing this in the chat as well, too. Dr. Lillian says they're still dating. And by they, talking about Clay and AD, saying that they're still together. Because, like, as Bello said, and I saw it a couple times pop up in the chat, that they're still together. They were spotted, I think, what was the date I saw there? 12-23-23. They were spotted together. So, I mean, again, I told you, when I saw that hug said, it's yours.
couldn't be me, because I can't. You break up with me or say no to me on national TV? Mm. Nope.
Right.
Sorry.
That's like if you, well, not even national TV. I mean, think about it. If you propose to somebody and they say no, do y'all stay together or you break up?
I would break up. Mm-hmm. But I think there are people who have proposed multiple times, kept mm-hmm. getting told no, and then the mm-hmm. person finally either realized they were in love, or you just wore them out where they're like, fine, yes. Mm. I'll marry yeah. you, which mm-hmm. the fine, yes, I'll marry you to me is the equivalent of saying I can work with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Because see, El Raby's right there with us. We're done. If that happens, no. And yeah. Star NM says, no, break up. Exactly. And because yeah. Like Queen VCBD Healing says, still dating. AD should have cut that off. Yes, she should have. But the hug, like Jessica says, the hug was bad. Boundaries.
Right.
The minute I saw that hug, I knew what she told Clay and what Clay read. And you know Clay read it that way because he went in for not one kiss, not two, not three, not four. He went for as many as he could get.
Right.
Because he knew. He probably, hey, I'm going to see you later.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you. With the cameras leave.
I promise I'll call you. I'm going to miss you so much. Bye.
Yeah, it's just, again, I'm not surprised. Am I disappointed? Yes, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, look, man, by the way, so Mavs kind of got a little spicy, too. We're doing that one tomorrow. Yep. And then we'll knock out Ready to Love over the weekend. We'll figure which day, whether it's probably Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll do
Saturday.
All right. So we got the next 2 days. We'll make it early enough so you still got time. Call us the pregame for if you're going out. You can go out and you can get the drinks here first with a gold goblet, and then we'll roll out from there. But we'll do Mavs tomorrow and then yep. Ready to Love.
Saturday.
Shout out to Rachel with another super chat. Appreciate it. It's a typical black love narrative. The man puts her through crap, but yet still has access to her body, her submission, dedication, and youth. Mm. He knew he could keep her no matter what. So why marry her? I'm glad you said it, because if I did, wow. People would have been in the comments trying to tear us to shreds, not realizing
Rachel.
Teflon. But that is yes,
like they do at the poetry slams, Rochelle. Mm-hmm. That was awesome,
because that is so true. I mean, again, but that's all. And I hate keep saying it's AD's fault, but it is. That hug told him that was confirmation for him.
Yeah, I mean, she needs to let him go emotionally, whatever. Now, if they wind up still dating and he goes through therapy and they mm-hmm. wind up making it, okay, maybe it could work out. But it is a slim chance. Mm-hmm. If it does, I want both of them to be happy. I want Clay to get therapy. Mm-hmm. And I hope he watches this and really works on himself. Hope he gets family therapy. Maybe his family needs to do some counseling mm-hmm. together. And I hope AD winds up, you know, dealing with this. But AD, girl, you're better than this.
A whole Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah, I mean, women that are loose, I don't mm-hmm. think AD's seen that. Diary of a Mad Black Woman, she's not mad enough, I guess.
No.
So.
Well, Miss Wilson says, according to TMZ, they are not together. And K-Wu-10 agrees. She gave him the go-ahead. Yep, that hug did it. Man. And Sapphire has a great point. AD needs therapy as well.
Yeah, because for her to think that she's not enough, that she's the problem.
Yeah,
for man, AD, that, who's been who oh, for Clay, who Clay has been telling you he's all these issues, and she feels I'm not enough. You're not enough to solve someone else's issues. You know what I mean? Like the one person said on Married at First Sight, right? Mm-hmm. You can't set yourself on fire to keep someone else warm. It's not yeah. your fault. It's not your job to fix Clay.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm sorry. When you said that thing again, it just hurt all over again. Because listen to her say that, why am I never enough, crying that way? To just,
yeah.
Oof, that hurt.
You are, yeah, you are enough. Yeah. It's just Clay's not. But he's been telling you that from the beginning. That's what I'm like, how do we not see this red flag right in front of you?
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, well, look, do us a favor, please. If you haven't already, hit that like button. If you are not subscribed, please subscribe. And if you are, or when you do, hit the bell for notifications so you can find out when we go live. And we are coming back in a couple, probably the next couple weeks or so with our random thoughts again. So definitely looking forward to doing those. And maybe actually do those live. You know, we've always like pre-recorded those, but maybe we try something a little different because we love you guys in the chat.
Yeah, it would be fun to do like our random thoughts with a live chat and just see what people have to say. Or maybe people hit us with random thoughts in the chat and we have to answer. Or they just ask us questions we have to answer in general.
Yeah, you know what? That never goes well. We won't be doing that. I'll tell you that right now.
Shutting that down.
Hey, yo, shut that down right now. Let me save you from us. And by us, I mean all of we. Everybody in the chat included. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.